This podcast covers all things health, your body, your brain, and your well-being. Each week, we'll be joined by doctors, as well as the occasional guest, to talk about the health topics that mean the most to you.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In this episode, we'll be discussing the latest research on alcohol. As you'll all be aware, here in the UK, the guidelines state that to keep the risks from alcohol low, then we should not drink more than 14 units of alcohol per week. You've also probably seen or heard some of the health campaigns raising awareness that alcohol causes a variety of cancers, such as the big campaign from Cancer Research UK, where they state that the risk of cancer increases even from regularly drinking just a small amount of alcohol. There therefore seems to be some disconnect between these two messages. Can we still be telling patients that drinking alcohol is okay if they're not exceeding 14 units? To begin with, I thought I'd take a closer look at what is happening in other parts of the world. In January 2023, the Canadian Centre on Substance Use and Addiction published their latest guidance on alcohol and health. In this, they highlight that drinking even a small amount of alcohol can be damaging to health, and that it's best to drink as little as possible. They go on to state that drinking three or more standard drinks per week puts people at a moderate risk of harm, for example by increasing their risks of developing breast and colon cancers. Just as a quick note, they use the term standard drinks rather than units. This is a term used by a lot of countries in their guidelines. However, confusingly, different countries have different definitions of what constitutes a standard drink. In Canada, they recommend that if people want to adopt a no-risk approach to alcohol, then they shouldn't drink at all. Or for a low-risk approach, then they shouldn't drink more than two standard strength drinks per week, which works out at under 3.5 units per week. If we look more closely at the UK's guidelines, then the Chief Medical Officer acknowledges that there's no definitively safe lower limit, but advises that to keep risks from alcohol low, then adults over 18 who aren't pregnant should not drink more than 14 units of alcohol per week. This is very different from the Canadian message, with the advice for low-risk drinking here in the UK being over four times higher. As well as countries producing guidelines to inform people on the recommended amounts to drink, another strategy which has been effective in some parts of the world is minimum unit pricing. In Scotland and Wales, the minimum price that alcohol can be sold for is 50p per unit. And from September 2024 in Scotland, this will increase to 65p. However, in England, there are no plans at present for introducing this. Instead, England has a milder version, a ban on selling alcohol below cost price. To illustrate this difference, in 2020, 14 units of alcohol in England could sell for just £2.63. Whereas in Scotland, with a minimum unit price of 50p, it would cost at least £7. Why has England not adopted a minimum unit price initiative? That's a good question. Public Health England in 2016 concluded that minimum unit pricing for alcohol can reduce alcohol-related harm, and more recent research in The Lancet, published in 2021, showed that in Scotland and Wales there has been a sustained reduction in alcohol purchases since minimum unit pricing was introduced, leading the authors again to state that it is an effective policy and should be considered. I'll let you draw your own conclusions as to why, therefore, England hasn't implemented it.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
In Ireland, they have gone even further. Their Public Health Act not only includes minimum unit pricing, but also restrictions on advertising and sponsorship, including at sports events, and on price promotions. Ireland is also set to become the first country in the European Union to ensure that, from 2026, all alcohol products will have labels which contain further information on health risks, including warnings about the risks of developing cancers. With many countries making changes to try and reduce the amount of alcohol people drink, this then prompted me to look at the latest research around alcohol and health in more detail, and I discovered some very sobering statistics. In England, among people aged 15 to 49 years, alcohol is the leading cause of ill health, disability, and death. Over 1 million hospital admissions each year are for alcohol-related conditions, and in 2021, there were 9,641 deaths from alcohol-specific causes in the UK. This is the highest number on record, and 27.4% higher than in 2019, the last pre-coronavirus pandemic year. Bear in mind that this figure only includes deaths that are wholly caused by alcohol. The number for alcohol-related deaths is far higher. I've heard it said before that the further north you live in England, the more likely you are to die of an alcohol-related condition. And looking at the latest figures, they reflect this, with the northeast having nearly double the number of deaths compared with London. Next, let's focus on one way alcohol affects our health, by causing a variety of cancers. The World Health Organization declared alcohol a Class 1 carcinogen over 30 years ago. Today it has been linked with causing 7 types of cancer: mouth, upper throat, larynx, esophagus, breast, liver, and bowel. And evidence is also growing for an association with alcohol and melanomas, prostate cancers, and pancreatic cancer. For women, the most common cancer caused by alcohol globally is breast cancer. In 2021, the World Health Organization had a press release entitled, "Alcohol is one of the biggest risk factors for breast cancer." Here they highlighted that the risk of breast cancer increases with each additional unit of alcohol consumed per day, and that in Europe, 1 in 4 alcohol-attributable breast cancer cases are caused from drinking just 1 bottle of beer or 4 small glasses of wine every day. In the Canadian guidelines, they show that the risk for all 7 of the cancers known to be caused by alcohol, except for breast cancer in males, increases with each additional drink consumed per week, starting with just 1. For example, the increase in risk for oral cavity and pharynx cancers caused by alcohol increases from around 5% with one standard drink per week, to 10% with two, to over 15% with three. Three standard drinks being just over 5 units per week. And to really highlight the message, a study published in BMC Public Health hit the headlines in 2019 when they equated one bottle of wine per week to an increase in cancer risk equivalent to smoking 10 cigarettes a week for a woman and 5 for a man. So how much is alcohol costing society? Well, if we combine all costs, including to fund the services in the NHS, to manage alcohol-related crime, and due to lost productivity due to days off work, then it's estimated to be costing the UK, want to have a guess, between £27 and £52 billion a year. So, in conclusion, I would argue that it's time for a new alcohol strategy in England, to help improve the nation's health, boost economic growth, and to aid in the government's ambitions on levelling up. For us working in primary care, I would argue that we have a duty to educate our patients that the risk of harm begins with any alcohol use, and that we can no longer justify simply promoting the 14 units or less per week rule. Thank you for listening. I hope that you found this podcast useful.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you. This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.